Drop it.
Hello, foodies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We are Food in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as a part of foodcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Wednesday, February 24, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 101. My name is John Nelson, and it's Food Coaching, and I have received a whole lot of messages that the show wouldn't be complete without Yngwie. I got a message saying there's no party without Yngwie, so I guess we're having a party tonight, because he's back.
Good evening. Thank you for the kind words, everybody. That it means a lot. I really appreciate it. It's really nice to hear.
We even got a message from someone who said, well, it's nice, it's sort of your show, John, but without Yngwie, I'm not going to listen to it anymore.
Sorry.
So you were dearly missed, not only by me, but by many, many listeners.
Yeah, that's really nice to hear. It's really motivating to get those kind of messages, so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's so motivating that I almost decided to take the night off, but hey, no.
Please don't.
No, it's good to have you back on board, buddy. How you doing?
Good to be back, better than yesterday, so that's a plus. But of course, things are not 100%, but hopefully things are going to change soon. When I'm going to have the operation Tuesday the 9th of March for in my back, so hopefully we'll fix this thing once and for all, and happy days ahead, fingers crossed.
We're all crossing our fingers for you, buddy. I hope everything goes all right, but
Thank you.
It's going to be hard to miss you for more days when the surgery is.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be able to pop in now and then, but we'll see how things are.
Step by step. But it's good to have you back on board tonight. You know what? Also very good to have back on board. None other than a man from DC. It is. You've missed him a lot. It is. Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Pinch hitting today for Tyler, who couldn't make it, unfortunately, today because he had another call.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, but Tyler will be back shortly, though. And now we're actually talking about substituting for someone I want to name, congratulate Daniel, of course, with the birth of his little daughter. Moms and daughter are doing fine. Are very well, actually, and so is Dan, but he's very, very tired. But big congratulations on behalf of the whole Food and Review crew, buddy. and good luck with those nights now. Andrew, how are you doing, buddy? It's been a while.
As you start laughing, yeah, I am quite tired dealing with those nights that
exactly,
Dan is about to start dealing with. The 4, 5 a.m. wake-up calls pretty much every day is pretty exhausting. It builds up, as you know, John. I'm pretty tired, but otherwise, all is well with our family, so that is very nice.
Awesome. That's
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Definitely. We have some content tonight. We have the theme of the week. We also have a very good sent-in review by none other than Chris Grandpapa Mac, who joins the show tomorrow. It's a review about Curtis Jones. And because he sent it to my private messages, I kind of missed it yesterday. So that's going to be something on the show tonight. Shall we start with the daily content?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
Take it away, my friend.
Yes, we got the UEFA marquee matchups. We are actually getting a tradable gold players pack for doing those two SBCs. Total cost around 25k to do, so not crazy expensive, but okay-ish, I guess. We have Lazio versus Bayern. You get a small prime gold players pack, costs around 10k to do the SBC. You need minimum one player from Lazio or Bayern München, maximum 5 clubs, minimum 3 players from the same nation, minimum 1 UEFA Champions League common or rare player, minimum 79 rated team, and 80 team chemistry. And we have the Mönchengladbach versus Manchester City. Tradable rare mixed player pack. Cost around 13 to 15k to do. You need one player from Manchester City or Mönchengladbach. Minimum 6 leagues. Maximum 3 players from one club. Minimum 2 rare UEFA Champions League player. Minimum 80 overall rated team and 85 team chemistry. So that's a little bit more tricky maybe, but of course not very difficult. So decently priced, I guess, and it's tradable packs, so that's always nice. I think so.
Like it.
But I'm not going to do it, I think.
I'm not, I think it's fine. Am I going to do it? Probably not, because my clip is still drained, so meh.
Yeah, something like that as well here, so I'll... But there's a more exciting SPC that I think I'll use some players in. So that popped up today from the Russian league, the Lokomotiv fourth kit. Comes in right around 5k to do. Looks really cool. And you need minimum one player from Russia, maximum 3 players from the same league, minimum 10 silver players, minimum 1 gold player, minimum 35 team chemistry. So of course 11 players, so easy to do. Not horribly priced, kit looks cool, so that's a must, at least for me. I like it.
The absolute stay away from me. I think these kit SBCs are just coin sucks. But I would say for this, look in your club if you have any Russian players. I'm sure silver Russians, even gold Russians, are to the moon right now.
Yeah.
So probably. If you've got any of those, especially if you have multiple ones, you can sell them. If you are able to get on in Snipe, then certainly you can do some flipping, I'm sure. Also, back to the Champions League marquee matchups, given that they're tradable packs, this is kind of the same thing I've said before to you guys about the regular weekly marquee matchups. Give it some time for the kind of certain fodder to fall, but I think it's always nice to do something that's tradable, because we'll talk about the team of the week later, but there's a $10 million card in there right now and another $2 million card. And so if you just happen to hit the lottery and get that, then that's your whole FIFA year. I mean, Tyler hit a CR7 team of the year, and that's like his whole FIFA year now, right? Like, he was able to sell and make money. And so the more chances you get at things like that, especially when they're tradable, I think it makes it worth it in the end, because it's not really necessarily this one time that you're expecting to get a good return. It's kind of in the aggregate, will you get a good return? And you generally do over the years. But again, the other key point I try to make is if you have to go buy something off the market, wait until there's massive supply after, squad battles or rivals rewards.
Yeah, I think that's always a good suggestion, though. Although I keep forgetting it until it's actually Thursday morning. I'm like, oh, yes, now was the time I should actually do it.
Well, I think you're not alone doing that, John. So,
it's a big difference.
Thursday morning for the regular marquee matchups is the perfect time to go finish, like the prior weeks, right before it expires. There's fresh supply on the market. So it's always by far the cheapest way to do that if you have to go buy anything.
Yeah. That's a good tip. Good, makes sense. I don't know the kit. I'm staying away from kits. Just saying.
Oh no.
What a surprise, right? There used to be a year where they put out the Juventus fourth kit, which I was like, I gotta do this. But no. Lokomotiv, I'm not too bothered.
Maybe a Piemonte Calcio third kit.
Shut it. I mean, now you triggered me, though. But, the Piemonte Calcio thing? I'm all, just do your thing. I'm fine. Last year, we had like a first kit, which sort of looked like the Juventus kit.
Yeah.
This year, they just made this sort of, I don't know, washed out pink with black stripes and made it look like zebras. The actual menu says United away kit looks more like Juventus kit than than the freaking Piemonte Calcio kit.
I think that's intentional, though. I think that given the rights issues that they have, I think last year they probably got too close to the real thing.
Yeah, okay, but why then washed out pink with black? I mean, there's other options there, right? Make it white kits or whatever, but black bands, I'm like, sure. But anyways, it doesn't matter, but it's really ugly. But I am wearing it, of course.
Yeah, I've seen you use them from your clips, so it's, I'd say, quite interesting.
Yeah.
You should use the Dutch kits. I like them. I actually use one of them. I think they're really good, and they have good distinctions. I use the black one. Oh, it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Really nice.
That's right. The new Italy kit is in game now, right?
Yeah, Extinct the Home, I think. And the other one, the away one, is pretty much Maximum, I think.
All right. Because that one looks cool, but I'm staying away as well then.
Unless you pack it, yeah. It's a... Well, if you collect, of course, you would pay it, but you don't, so maybe.
No, I don't. No.
Nice to have, but not a must have.
Yeah. So. Team of the Week time, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, we got some objectives
first. Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah,
a lot of objectives.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's something I don't check. I actually had, when I had to do the show yesterday, I actually had to type in Discord, guys, can someone tell me if there are new objectives? Because I don't pay any attention to them and I'm not sure how I can see the new ones.
We got, of course, Silver Star, another right back, French. That was I didn't expect it, but I didn't know how well he played at all, so I couldn't like say I was expecting this since we already have a right back. But for the ones that missed out, this one looks quite good actually. Plays in Liga for Lens. French, 6'1", medium work rates. The Silver Stars is standard ones. You need to win 3 matches in the Lifewood Friendly Silver Lounge. You get 150 XP, score 8 goals, and you get 150 XP, and assist 6 goals, and you get 150 XP. And then you have, of course, 150 XP for doing all those 3 objectives. And he looks like a good player to use as well in your silver teams. And good for Liga. First owner objectives, of course, for icon swaps, if that's something you need now or later.
That's
or for the Benedetto objective that we're about to talk about, since that's also in Managerial Masterpiece, you need a low-rated squad for League One players. I'm obviously going to complete him. I do all the silvers. I think this one looks fun. And he's actually a right wing back, which I think, so that actually makes him even a little more interesting if you want to put him, you know, off Kim slightly as a right winger or something to fit him into your squad.
Yeah, Jonathan Klaus, yeah. That's a good point. Three-star skill move, three-star weak foot, so that's fine for a right midfielder or some more right wing. Not bad crossing for a silver either with 79 and without any boost and 83 passing, which is nice. So 91 agility and 84 balance is also good. 92 acceleration, 85 sprint speed, so he'll be fine wide, either as a fullback, wingback, or winger or right midfielder. So that's a cool enough card. And we got the League Player 2. So this is the second player from Liga, because the first one we got was Mollet, the cam, quite a long time back. So this is cool that we'll see new players from the leagues we already had. So that can be hopefully some nice players to use in the team. The Benedetto, of course, he's a striker from Argentina, plays for Marseille. Three-star skill moves, five-star weak foot, high attacking, low defensive work rates. And he has the traits that usually are quite okay. The outside of the foot shot, which is not that necessary with five-star weak foot, but he has the finesse trait, which is nice for a striker, 88 rated. You get 250 XP for each sections, and we have 5 sections. Might take a while. We have the first one called Liga Wins. Win 15 matches using only Liga players in the starting 11 in the Lionfoot Friendly Managerial Masterpiece. So that's the 77 rated team maximum and maximum 3 silvers and no bronze players. And if you unlock this, you get us 250 XP, of course, and 75 plus rated rare player. And we have this scoring prowess. Score 30 goals using Liga players in the Lionfoot Friendly Managerial Masterpiece. 250 XP, 75 plus rated rare player. Assist King, assist 20 goals using Liga players in the same mode. And 250 XP, 75 plus rated rare player pack. And we have League Range. Score an outside of the box goal using Liga players in 4 separate matches in the Lionfoot Friendly Managerial Masterpiece mode. 250 XP, 75 plus rated rare player as well. And the last is called Finesse Touch. Score a finesse goal using Liga players in 6 separate matches in the Lionfoot Friendly Managerial Masterpiece. 250 XP, 75 plus rated rare player pack. And you're done. You don't need to win more than 15 matches. That's the problem. 15 matches, and if there's no rage quitting there, that's going to take a while, but you don't have any time pressure. I think you have at least 29 days to do it, so you can just do a little bit now and a little bit then.
So, yeah, and you can also kind of pair this with some of the Fofana objectives too, since it's all in Managerial Masterpiece. If you want to go that route, you know, just load up with a bunch of Liga and French players, which really is what's required to get to a 77 rating anyways. Like, just do a bunch of, you know, 10 75 rated French players and Mbappe, and then you'll probably, you'll get a lot of early rage quits, because that's what I've been doing. And also, you'll have the best player in the game, so that also helps.
Yeah, but in the matches, you can't use Fofana in the matches you need to win, because you need to have 11 Liga players in the starting 11. But of course, you can sub in Fofana if you need to do some assist or score things. So if somebody's rubber banding, then so sub in Fofana and do the assist and score the goals. So keep on the bench at least.
Yeah, there's several, you know, take a look at everything if you're trying to do this, but there's several that overlap, including like goals by French players in both of them. So I think you can, you know, at least make progress on both of them, maybe not complete them all at the same time. But I think it's a good card too. I know it's, you know, it's a good bit of a grind, like you just described, Ingvi, but I think this is one of the cards similar kind of to that 91 Suarez, where the grind is actually reflected in the value of the card you're getting. I mean, a 5-star weak foot player with these kind of stats that he has, you know, 95 positioning, 95 shot power, 93 composure. Like, it's a pretty good card for what it requires. So, good job to EA here. For me, I think this is fun. Argentina is a good league too. Presumably, we'll probably have some type of Argentina objective at some point that you'll want to complete, maybe during team of the season. So I'd recommend everyone, you know, try to complete this over the next 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, I agree. He's good with the Hawk. He's good with the engine as well. You can use Hunter. If you use a Hunter, for example, to max out his finishing and pace, you'll have 95 acceleration, 98 sprint speed, 99 positioning, 99 finishing, 99 shot power, 96 volleys, 98 jumping, 98 heading accuracy, and 93 composure. That's really good stats for a striker. Also with 83 vision, 84 short passing, and 80 long passing, which is nice if you want to play with the two strikers up top. That's a good thing to have with those passing stats. So, it looks like a nice card to have.
Yeah, definitely. Probably not going to do it, but...
No. Well, the other thing, and John, I know we talked about this a little under a year ago, is it's also an 88-rated card. So once we're in, like, team of the season time, it's just nice to have that kind of high-rated fodder in your club. That's a what's the lowest age you rated right now? 50K probably. So when it comes to, you know, wanting to do some icon SBC or something, yeah, lowest rated is an Ederson at 47.5K right now. So, and he's good league, good links, things like that. So, you know, it's just another benefit of this type of card.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that. Just my problem is time to find time to play. And when I do have time, then it's probably much more efficient to make sure I get the 30 games from Rivals/Weekend League going so I get some rewards on Thursday. It's probably
maybe, but are you going to get a better card than this card from those 30 games?
You get at least more, like you get at least, say you play Weekend League, you get, I don't know, 80K, 90K from Weekend League and Rivals at least. That's one. Which is much more worth than one of these cards. And you get packs and you don't know what's coming out from there, but it's at least going to be fodder for that period as well. So I'm not sure though, but it feels like that's the best option for it.
Yeah,
if you're like me, stuck on time, right?
This doesn't take nearly as long as 30 weekend league games though, but
nah, that's true. That is true, of course.
Especially, I mean, quite frankly, you're going to bludgeon a lot of people playing aggressively and they're going to quit before you get to the 30-minute mark in a lot of these matches. So,
or they quit before I actually try to score, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it's...
No, but I think you're right. I think you're right. I think you are probably right. It's efficient to do so.
But I think we have kind of buried the lead because... there's a couple of other major things to talk about here. This is probably the best team of the week ever, or certainly this year, maybe the best team of the week, and as long back as I can remember.
I agree. Shall we walk through it, or what do you want? Yngwie?
Team of the week?
Yeah. It's time.
Decent cards in there.
Decent, he says, yeah. Well, I gotta admit.
I would have played Weekend League if this was the team of the week where you could get some extra red picks. Then I would, of course, play Weekend League.
So, yeah, I mean, it is. That's always been a problem. And I still think the way it works isn't fair for that way. But yeah, these are some amazing cards in here. Good selection. Shall we name some?
Yes.
Name your guy to start, John.
Yeah, Ronaldo, of course. We have an informer Ronaldo. Yeah. So there are some fun cards there. I mean, yeah, like really useful cards as well. Of course, we have Ronaldo, which we can't say much, but just a great card. Would be the first time that if I would pack Ronaldo, I don't have anything with that card because I've got a team of the year, of course. Untradeable as well. So for that matter, but then you got another meta card in the form of Rashford. The 89 rated left midfielder, which I think it's a really cool card. There's a card in there which I think is going to be very underrated, but that is the Isak and Silva card. What do you guys think about Silva and Isak?
Isak has the cheap future stars card, so he's of course brilliant if you want to use him in the managerial masterpiece. Mode, then of course 82 rated looks really good for that, but of course the 86 rated future stars card is around 85-90K or something like that, so
that's fair,
quite a lot better I think. So for me, that I have the future stars card I bought, so and that's really fun to use and good card, so but of course, for managerial masterpiece, that's almost perfect to use with 4-star or weak foot.
And his 82 rating window, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which is nice.
And Silva?
The one underrated... Sorry, go ahead about... Or I can talk about Silva. I mean, he's a 89 rated, 190K card right now. Looks great, second in form. I think I'm pulling up his foot freeze card. I think this is probably a better card than his foot freeze card, or at least is comparable, and you know, it's half the price. So if you're looking to get a Portuguese Man City links into your club, But yeah, this looks like a great card, great option.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a pretty cool card. Another Portuguese power star, powerhouse in the which you can just fit in everywhere now.
Yeah, I mean, of course, he still has the 3-star weak foot, which is different than the freeze, which has the 4-star weak foot. So that's
fair.
Big difference. But other, I mean,
he'll drop a bit, but you won't be disappointed if you get one of these guys in your reds, I guess. Although absolutely, the FIFA community never satisfied, so
Isak maybe will be disappointed, but it's not the worst 82 you can get. But of course,
yeah, that's fair. I mean, Alberto is still unusable though. Although it gets a bit better.
Is he?
I think so. It's the same thing what I said yesterday about Kroos. He's too slow to be a CAM. He's too weak in defense to be a CDM. So you have to put him CM, and he's nowhere near good enough for a CM.
So one other underrated card I see in here is the 81 Mavadidi, I think is how you say it. He's an English.
Try it once more?
English. You try.
Steffi Mavadidi.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically discard. He'll probably be discard tomorrow after rewards, or you can get him for under 11K, I'm sure, tomorrow. But he's a League One player, English, 90, 95 speed. He's got 93 acceleration, 96 sprint speed, decent shooting stats. So I think, again, for this League One objective, he might be fantastic pickup there because he's low rated. But really, he might just be one of those, like, really pesky person to bring off his bench. Kind of, these stats kind of remind me of Leon Bailey from. Sorry, I just got a call, so my audio might have cut out for a second. But he reminds me of that. There was a Leon Bailey and a Lozano card in FIFA 18. They each had like their first informs, and everyone used them on the bench. And this card reminds me a lot of those. His massive problem. He has a 2-star weak foot, so you know, be aware of that. You can only use your right foot at any time. There is no option to use your left foot. But then again, it's also kind of a thing where you know it is basically worthless to go to the left foot at all. So you would just have to make sure you're always on the right foot. So just a card, especially if you're looking to do the Benedito, take a look at that card.
Yeah, I think the Wilkes card, do I pronounce it correctly? It's a pretty fun card as well.
Yep.
High speed, he's a 3-star, 3-star as well. Medium high, of course, or high medium, sorry. but yeah, that's a pretty cool card, 76 rated. I think, and he's 10K. I think that's actually a pretty underrated card for these objectives as well, because you can easily squeeze him in, and he's pretty cool. If you get him in your reds, you probably will be disappointed. But hey, there's that. One I really want to highlight is the Vasquez card. Ingvi mentioned him before we started, right, Ingvi?
Yep, the Lucas Vasquez from Real Madrid, Spain.
Right back.
He's right back now. Second in form, 85 rated, high work rates, 4-star skimmer, 4-star weak foot, and 99 stamina, of course. This is a perfect card for 3-5-2, 5-3-2. Wide. Really?
Yeah, like you said, it's perfect, but there's no better word than perfect, right? But it's the perfect, super great, perfectly fitting 3-5-2 player. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it's high, like you said. Awesome crossing. 99 stamina. Man, this card is brilliant. You just can't defend with him. But you don't want to do that in a 3-5-2 or a 5, or like actually in a 5-3-2 anyways, because you want to get these guys to run up. This might be one of the cards. You can actually hear my enthusiasm. that will jump up in popularity once people find out. I think he's that good. Just by looking at the stats, though, of course. But I'll definitely be picking one up to try. Because, like you said, I think he's perfect for that role.
If you throw an engine on him, he's got 94 acceleration, 90 sprint speed, which is good, of course. But he also got 90 agility, 97 balance, 86 reactions, 85 ball control, 96 dribbling, 90 vision, 97 crossing, 90 short passing, 87 long passing, 99 curve.
What, 99 curve? He's got 99 curve with 97 crossing.
Yep. So perfect to cross either high or the low driven ones.
Andrew, when should we buy this card?
Tomorrow after rewards, probably. Maybe on Sunday after squad battle rewards.
That Sunday, people will have found out that this is the best right winger in the game at the moment for the formation, for the meta.
Maybe.
Certainly possible. So I think tomorrow, you know, once rewards come out, there's going to be a ton of people. There's going to be a ton of the top 100 players who get this 8 because he's an 85 rated. And so he's like in the middle of the pack of the high rated cards this team of the week. But he's going to get dumped on the market a ton. So I think there's going to be a massive supply. So that's the time to check him out. I'm going to pick him up tomorrow morning when I wake up because I'm going to use him as a sub. This is the type of card I've been looking for. Because, John, you said you can't defend with him, but I think you can sub him on as a right back if you're, you know, losing by one and need to like pull your DeLo or someone like that and get a more attacking player in there.
Yeah, and I think he's perfect in a, like if you said, in 3-5-2 or 5-3-2. Because he'll need some defending, but he's got higher work rates and speed to make up for that. And his attacking stats that this guy will overlap and he just outsprints everyone, got stamina to go for days.
I'm kind of like thinking when early stages of the game, I used non-inform Jesus Navas. With 4-star skirmish, 2-star weak foot as a right back, and 39 strength, and not good defensive stats at all. But he really performed well as a right back, and of course he was really good overlapping and crossing and stuff as well. And this Vazquez guard is so much better, even though we're quite far out in the game as well. But he still has really good stats to compete wide. As well, maybe not the best defending stats, but I still think he'll be able to do an okay job if he has to do some defending.
Is this a card that's also going to be worth investing in, Andrew?
I don't know. I mean, he's going to go up, like you said, but is he going to go up to 60, 70K? I don't really see that happening for an 85 rated.
And you only need one pro that says this weekend it's going to be it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't see too many pros using him. I can't think of what kind of combination
next to Vallon used. I mean,
yeah, but they're all using Mendy, so what?
Yeah, but Mendy isn't the left back which you want to go in a three at the back or five at the back.
I'm just trying to think of how they're going to get them in their squad. There's no, you know, right winger, right mid that they want to use. So he certainly could go up. I mean, he'll probably go up, right? I'd say everyone should pick one up, but should you buy 20? I don't know. I mean, there's some other cards in here I'd want to buy 20 of, though.
And name it. Come on, I'm ready. Go.
I'm trying, sir. All the 84 rateds here, especially Haller, DePaul. I think Keane's a little too high right now, but I think he's going to drop to 20 maybe.
Yeah.
Younes, the cam from the Bundesliga, he's a German. I think all of those, if you can get them under 20K, are just great investments. They're certainly going to rise probably 25, 26, 28, 30K. We'll get a good investment. It just depends on, sorry, not a good investment, get a good SBC. They will be good investments for that. You know, I think that's kind of the consistent thing we see is once these 84s are kind of one of the best ratings to go for, 84s and 85s, because they kind of work for all SBCs from 82 to 86 rated requirements. They're kind of in play there. And then there's just a lot of them. They all have like good leagues or good nations or both. So, you know, kind of just look at them all, see which ones you can pick up. I'm probably going to pick up a handful of each of them.
Good points.
There's some good. Of course, you have Handanovic, which is also a good card to to get in your red picks, 90 rated goalkeeper. So,
although you would be a bit disappointed if you had him, though, I think.
If I got a 90 rated red pick, I would be very happy because I haven't been close to getting anything like that in my red picks. He's usable in Serie A, of course, as well. And of course, at worst, you can use him in SPC, Icon SPC, 90 rated goalkeeper in Serie A, always helpful.
But despite the rating and the price point, if you have an option of Vasquez or Handanovic, I'd be taking Vasquez.
100%, I think.
I mean,
if you're going to use, yes. If you plan to use in the team, of course you go Vasquez.
There's not enough. To me, there's just not enough Serie A center backs right now, defenders that make Handanovic, you know, really worthwhile. Maybe I'm not thinking of someone off the top of my head, but like, I know that Ghost
Koulibaly, maybe not strong link, but Koulibaly, of course, is.
Don't think you'll get upgraded though.
Koulibaly?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is, but if he doesn't get upgraded, he should drop like a stone. But you also get a strong link from Handanovic to the future star Bastoni.
That's a good shout. It's so good to have Mr. FIFA Database on the show, though.
And of course, you get a weak link to the if you have the Fries Gosens.
Who you have, by the way?
Yep, and he's gone up 50k since I bought him, which is nice. And it's a really good card as a center back as well, actually. So there are at least usable center backs in Serie A, though.
Yeah, I mean, Bastoni has flown today. I see he's up to 220 or so on Xbox.
He was way under 200k. He probably went up because of Handanovic.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He did. Yeah. He clearly did. So, if you're looking to pick him up, wait a bit.
Yep. So.
But pretty good team of the week overall, I think, right? But yeah, I think Andrew was right, though, saying this might be the best one till now.
And the one thing, John, you kind of brought it up. Anyone from EA is listening, we brought this up before. I really wish that when you went into Weekend League, you knew what you were playing for. Right? Like, I wish that this Team of the Week squad applied to the current Weekend League, and those were your red picks. It would just make the decision to play Weekend League so much more transparent or better if you kind of knew your options, knew what you were going after. You know, during Team of the Season, that is kind of the way it is. And so it's just strange that the Team of the Week isn't also that way.
That's a really good point I didn't think about, actually. So
We said last night on the show because... I think Andrew's totally right. I mean, it's a broken system, but it also makes sure you don't want to miss out. It is definitely a fear of missing out factor in here. You don't want to skip Weekend League because there might be something coming next week.
Yeah.
Hence the importance on the Team of the Week, which I think is a bit too much. But if you do it the other way around, it makes much more sense.
It does actually. Then you see, okay, this. Team of the Week, it will not fit any of my team, so I can just skip it.
Yeah, or they'll boost Team of the Week when they do it like that, and then suddenly everyone starts playing Weekend League again. So.
Yeah, so...
I think it's also a catalyst for that, right? No, definitely. But I think that's a catalyst to push out Weekend League more. Because I know so many players that are now like, nah, I'm fine with Weekend League. It's all right. Next week, maybe. And now they're all like, I wish I'd done it this week.
Yeah.
Well, being realistically, there's two cards in here which you would be really happy if you packed. The others are, there are some cards, I think, like Silva, Handanovic, which you will be like, well, that's okay. And Vasquez is going to be, okay, that's fine. But all the other cards will be like a disappointment if you pick any of those in red picks again. So it's not that huge, there's just two usable cards, and the tier beneath it is a bit larger than normally. I think that's the difference. And we go weeks without actually having one player in there, which is like viable. And this is definitely better, yeah.
There are some cool cards, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really going to use that fast gets card, though. Oh, no, he's already rising. No.
No.
No, we'll
Somebody's
see.
Somebody's listening to the live show and price fixing him.
Yeah.
No, it's. I like the card. It looks cool. And of course, he's cheaper than the Team of the Year honorable mentions Navas as well. So they're quite similar, I think.
Yeah,
maybe not in rating, but stats.
I think, of course, Ronaldo is the standout card, but I do think Vasquez is, for me at least, one of the outside cards, which I'm really going to try. He fits in my squad as well perfectly, so he's definitely going to get in, and we'll see how he does.
Yeah, it's worth gambling on at least one card to try.
Fair. You know what's also worth to try? I think it's still active, the Curtis SBC, because I did it, I actually can't see it anymore. Curtis Jones, that is, of course.
Yeah.
I think he's still there, right? Yeah.
He's still there for 48 hours, or slightly under 48 hours.
All right. Because
I was actually looking when you said this, because I have a boatload of fodder, so I'm interested in this review that we're about to hear, because I might do him.
No. Oh, here it comes. I think, by the way, I use Curtis Jones as a central defender. I know, disappointment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but he's a great central defender as well. But here comes the review from Chris at Grandpapa Mac, which will be on the show tomorrow. And this review is okay for the pod. Oh, now okay. As the song says, he says, me and Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. But it wasn't love at first sight. Sorry, play. After 2 days of weekend league, I was seriously underwhelmed. I tried him as a cam in a 4-1-2-1-2 and a CDM in a 4-2-3-1. He never performed as the reviews had suggested. The Scout Socrates didn't materialize. I expected an all-action hero, but while he was good, he was never great and was getting subbed off regularly without being missed. The relationship was on the rocks and one of us was moving out, until I switched to a more aggressive attacking 4-3-3 second variant, and I played him as a centre midfielder, would only cover wing and stay on the edge of box instructions. And wow, what a change. Other than missing that beard and smoking a cigarette, he became the Scout Socrates I had hoped for. He was everywhere. He had those long legs that seemed to wrap around a player and steal the ball. They also helped with skill moves as seemed to protect the ball. He also has the crisp, sharp passing that only top players have. Pace, while not being super quick, is more than fast enough. His shooting is on point and he was a weird, low, powerful grass cutter, especially his finesse. He came up against 90 Ruud Gullit and he bosses him. He was great in the end games of Weekend League and enabled the goal to finish with some important contributions all over the park. In short, he ain't a CDM or a cam, he's a centre midfielder. Don't put too many instructions in. Allow the card to play as it was built and your love for him will grow. And we really have a thing going on now. Cheers, Chris. Well, thank you, Chris, for that.
Yeah, I agree with Chris. That's really... really fun card, but you need to let him loose. You can't put restrictions on him. Just let him.
I gave him one restriction. You got a shadow and stick along as a central defender.
Yeah, but he has been really good as a center midfielder for me as well. And he scores a lot. He assists a lot. He's everywhere on the pitch, winning the ball. So yeah, really fun card. That's thumbs up from me as well.
Have I mentioned that he's actually a really good central defender?
Yeah, I heard he's a good central defender.
Andrew, are you going to do it?
We might. I got to figure out how to get him into my squad, the best way to get him into my squad, but I am interested for sure. I actually do play the 4-3-3-2 variant as well, so this is kind of perfect for me. So that's kind of what I was thinking too. He might be a very good fit in that. So yeah, I think it's great.
Awesome. Thanks for sending in that review. And if you want to send in your review, just either text us on Twitter or just hit us up at Food and Review. Or if you're on Discord, of course, leave us a message in our dedicated channel for that. Or you can go to anchor.fm/foodandreview/messages. We'll put the link with every single show we put out there. You can just click the show notes and you get to the voice message section where you can leave a 1-minute voice message message for a review, and we'll play that on the show as well. So that's I think that's a cool feature.
Nice.
Ingvi, do you have anything to add on today's shopping list?
Shopping list, yes. I have a special interest in that Atalanta centre-back, Christian Romero, because he links to the level 15 Senesi card that plays for Feyenoord, and I want to try him with Senesi, Romero, and second inform Martinez at goalkeeper. Looks like a fun trio to have at the back, and I'm not sure, but maybe that Romero card will get a winter upgrade as well, because he's been playing really well.
Could so be.
But of course, he's quite high now. He's 44K, so I don't think I'll buy him for that price. I was hoping he was going to drop more, so I'll keep an eye on the on his price. But if you don't look at his dribbling, the rest looks really good on that card, with 99 aggression as well. If you throw a shadow on him, he will have 86 acceleration, 88 sprint speed, 90 reactions, 80 agility, 81 balance, 99 interceptions, 94 heading accuracy, 87 defensive awareness, 98 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle, of course 99 aggression, 85 strength, 81 stamina, and 87 jumping with 81 short passing. So, and of course, low attacking, high defensive work rates, 6'1" as well. So he looks like a very interesting card. I only used his the 74 rated team of the group stages card, and that's really good in the Silver Stars objectives. So he looks interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to try him, but definitely agree.
Good for objectives.
Andrew, anything you want to add to the show or to your shopping list?
You know, a couple of things real quick. I think we have not talked about that loading screen. Really interested.
That's where I wanted to end it off with, yeah.
So I'm interested to see where that is going to go. Last I checked before we got on the pod, there was really nothing at all. People are hyping it up as something that I have seen for years be something that they hype up. So maybe it's finally something EA is doing, but it's, you know, just every year we see these type of, you know, fake promos that content creators make. The two other things, one, I kind of talked about it on Monday when I jumped in, when rewards are released both on Thursdays and Sundays, buying the cheap fodder. If you're in the Discord, you can actually go to our, it's a plug for the Discord, you can go to the general trading section, and I actually have a footbend squad that you can just, you know, you can just look there. And those are like the 11 guys I target. I made multiple hundreds of thousands of coins just buying all these guys and like listing them basically for double price. It's a grind, but you can do it. The other one is this Luis Alberta in the team of the week is the cheapest. We were talking about this before we got on. He is the cheapest 87 by, it looks like he's risen since we've been talking, but he's one of the cheapest 87 team of the weeks, and I think he's going to rise a lot given his links, both Spanish and Ligue 1. So if you're looking for a higher rated card like to invest in and hold for a week or two, that's probably the number one I would go for, is this 87 Alberto.
That's a good one. How much is he now?
Looks like he's 54K, but I am confident he will go down before he goes back up. And you should also just get, in general, you should just be sniping these cards. Like, while you guys were talking, I picked up one of the Vasquez cards for 37K. Because if you just get on the snipes, you can do it.
What a hero. That's how you do it, guys.
Right now, he is, so he's 54K, and the left winger, Oyer Zabala. I don't know how to say that either, because clearly American don't know how to pronounce names.
I was kidding just now, though. No,
he's about 3 to 5K more than that. And the next one after, you know, Brejo is 60K. So I'd expect Alberto to get to at least 60K, if not higher. We get a good SBC, and hopefully we will get icon SBCs soon, and that will, you know, cause all the prices to rise.
Hopefully, yeah, because it's been now 2 months and 4 days. Not that I'm counting, but it's very true. So that's a good investment tip. Thanks, Andrew. Once I sell these goalkeepers, I will definitely go at them.
Oh, one last thing. I said I would say this when I said I would join. Tyler and I tried to play co-op last night.
Probably doesn't
help that we're across the country. I wish I had listened. I was listening to the podcast as we had started to do it. And John, you kind of gave the perfect reason not to do it, is because they've just screwed up the ratings and stuff. So, you know, your division rivals' ratings kind of are affected by these things. So it's kind of not fun to have to play, you know, someone who's either just as good as you are or better than you are, depending on, you know, which player you are in the co-op. And then it also just massively affects your rating if you lose. So I wish there was a way to do that differently. You know, I wish it was maybe like we had a co-op rating only or something, because I feel like it's something I remember over the summer you were really excited about, and I just think they haven't done enough with it. It's a cool idea. Tyler and I were terrible at it because we weren't talking. Next time we will get on the phone and actually talk, I think, while we're on it, because otherwise, you know, we both have like the same instincts. And so, you know, you're just kind of like running into each other all the time. But it's an interesting mode. I actually hope in FIFA 22 they do something with it, because it is fun to get to play with friends. You know, I hope we could maybe start doing foot and review community, you know, co-ops too, so people can do objectives together and things like that.
Yeah, it is one of the, I think, the most underrated modes. I've been playing a lot with Ingvy when the game started, when we were around the same level and didn't like matter much, right? Yeah. But about this time, it's just no fun for... It is fun, but it's no... It doesn't make sense to do it. Maybe that's the right word. Why should we do it when your rating is so much affected by it, right? And for example, I played some there's some really cool guys in the Discord, which I love to play some co-ops with, but not in Rivals, because hey, if we play that in Rivals, it's going to affect one of us, right? And that is not the way co-op should be, because if you want to do co-op, you want to do something together, and you don't want, and then a win or a loss, that doesn't quite matter, because you want to improve, you want to work together and doing something. But if your rating just drops down, that won't feel good for either of those two players, hence making co-op not the thing it was meant to be. So I think, like you suggested, Andrew, a co-op only skill rating mode, or only co-op only mode. Heck, a co-op weekend league would be my dream, quite honestly. You need to play with two players, and a weekend league would be awesome.
Obviously, the problem with that is not enough people. I mean, I enjoy it as kind of a diversion, but I would not want co-op to be the main focus, because I want to kind of build my own team and play my own way. And even though Tyler's one of my best friends, like we still have somewhat differing views on a number of things, like in just play style and stuff. And so you'd have to kind of find people that you can sync up with time-wise and everything else. And so I would not want it to be the main mode, but I would certainly want it to be improved from what it is.
Yeah, but a separate mode would work. I mean, give us a weekend league available for these, for co-op, and that would be brilliant.
NHL has something like this. It's kind of similar to clubs, but a little different, a little more fun. And it's like a 3-on-3, and so FIFA could have like a 5-on-5 type, you know, foot mode, something like that, which would be, you know, more fun. But
yeah, there's
certainly options.
You sold me, though. I mean, I think that would be brilliant. And especially, you don't have to make it 30 matches, right? You can do go weekend league and make it 15, whatever. To do next to it, give you one more red pick or whatever.
Yeah, or just do it. I mean, you could do it completely different, right? Like make it a tournament, make it a...
Oh, tournaments. Yeah. Every time people say tournaments, I want tournaments back.
Daily knockout tournaments were my favorite thing ever in FIFA, and I miss them very much.
Yeah, and that's the whole reason why I still play draft, which isn't viable at all, and isn't maybe not even good practice. I think it's good practice, but it's not very healthy for coin balance either. But it is so much more fun to put pressure on every single match, know what you're fighting for. But yeah, next year. I'm expecting more next year, though. But I'm not expecting any big changes during this year anymore. Because we will be talking about the new patch tomorrow as well, I think, Yngwie?
Yes, I hope so. If it's out on Xbox.
Yeah, so there's a new patch coming, which also puts on some things for input delay, so you can measure that. And yeah, there is the What If promo coming up, which we'll definitely be discussing. But the only thing we know about What If is that it's called What If at the point we're recording this. So no clue what it does yet. But I am interested.
I think I have an idea.
Oh, you got 3 more minutes to work out your idea. So go ahead.
I just reloaded FIFA, Ultimate Team, of course. And there's 2 cards. And one of them looks like it could be upgraded card. So it, well, from what I think it could be that you get a card. I don't know if you can unlock it or something, but then you can upgrade that card to a different one. But I don't know if it's based on doing objectives or something like that, or objectives that the team that player plays for does something to get the upgrade or something. But there are 2 cards. So one of them has some kind of upgrade arrow or something. So I think maybe it's kind of headliners, but only get upgraded if a team, for example, scored 3 goals or a certain amount of goals from crosses, corners or something. I don't know, but I think it's a little, if it's What If, then it can be so many things.
Yeah.
I think it's something upgradable. That's from what I can see. So
that's true. I think that's like, I'm looking at detail now, these cards, there are 2 cards, like you said, with the 2 arrows on top of it.
Yeah,
but both cards have a different color arrows and a different color outline.
Yeah,
it's either a black outline with black arrows or a white outline with white arrows. So who knows?
So those certainly could be like flashback cards or something like that. But I am hopeful that you are right, Yngwie. I think live cards are by far the most popular cards in this game. If you look at the movements on these Road to the Final cards.
Yeah.
You can just see that live cards are the most popular. I think it would be fantastic if it was something, you know, kind of like not a live card that's not reliant on team performance or EA putting someone in a team of the week, but it's just like every time someone scores 5, like if it's Haaland and he scores every 5 goals he scores, he gets a +1 upgrade or something like that would be fantastic. Some type of like upgradable card based on performance, but not necessarily tied to team of the week would be my personal preference. Although also if it's just incredibly juiced cards that are What If, either like, you know, shapeshifter's idea where they just shifted the position, or what if, you know, like I saw someone say, what if Gareth Bale was still a left back? That'd be
what if Ajax actually put Haller into the UEFA Cup?
What if Ajax kept Quincy Promise?
yeah, something like that.
No, you know, but that certainly, like, there's plenty of players who've had careers derailed by injury or things like that. That could be interesting to see if they, you know, what if they met their full potential, or what if, you know, there's tons and tons of options from a what if perspective.
We'll probably know tomorrow, though.
See what this is.
Usually we'll find out Thursday exactly. But I think it's going to be Proko. But there's no winter promo maybe then. By the way, no winter refresh.
Could be next week as well.
I assume this is what that, this is kind of replacing it. Winter refresh was just a last year.
Yeah.
A last year thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, good point. Andrew, thanks for joining tonight, buddy. It's been good to have you on again. Really miss your voice, and it's good to hear you and your family are doing well. Unfortunately, yeah. Still a bit tired, hey, but that will go away.
Hey, I have 2 children, so I think I'm going to be tired for the next 20 years or so, but that's all right.
I've got 2 children as well. Don't worry. Once one is older than 1 year old, you're done. You're easy off. No worries. You can actually record podcasts in the next room and you'll not notice a single thing. Andrew, if people want to find you, where can they find you?
Oh, yeah. I am foot_AST on Discord, I'm not on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, on Xbox. You can also find me there. My DMs are open if you want to talk about trading some. Folks do also on the Discord. We have a good lively discussion, a lot of me and Dan going back and forth and Paul has started to interject some too about trading ideas. So probably Discord and Twitter are the easiest places to find me, foot_AST.
And on Twitch, I've noticed.
And on Twitch, yeah. I'm mostly trying to record games to just send to you to analyze them. But, it's helpful for me to record my own games and watch them back sometimes just to see what I'm doing wrong, especially in a game where I feel like, I like to record them all and I don't watch them all back. But, if there's a game where you're like, what happened here? How did I lose? What changed? Things like that. It's always nice for me to be able to go back and, figure out what happened.
It's a good habit to have, quite honestly. Won't ever hurt you, only your hard drive.
It does hurt the, sometimes you get delay from it, but not always. So it's just another fun delay adder to the delay factor.
Yeah, but that's
I'm on Twitch too.
Yeah, so follow Andrew there as well. But the delay only comes because you're that good and you need some challenge as well from the game.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Ingvi, where can people find you since they've been missing you if you don't for one day? Let people know your handle so they can actually just contact you directly instead of sending me messages that I need to get Ingvi back.
They can find me on Twitter at evgnoni, and they can find me on EA forums at littleon95, and of course littleon95 on the Discord.
I'm still in the position that I think you should change your Twitter handle to Foot Mr. FIFA Database or something like that. We'll much see. Easier to pronounce and much easier to put in the show notes.
Yeah, pretty much.
But thanks. You can find the show, of course, on all podcast services around the world, and you can go to patreon.com/footteamreview if you want to support the podcast. You get some awesome benefits like being in the live chat and listen to us record. Friendlies versus me, of course, is part of it. Discount on coaching, you name it, it's there. Just go to patreon.com/footteamreview and you'll find all the information for that. And the lowest tier is just the price of a cup of coffee. So come join our Discord and be part of our community. And you can find me on all socials, just Foot Coaching, really easy to find. And if you want more info about coaching, just go to footcoaching.com and everything's there. Also, we updated the Foot in Review and the Foot Coaching merchandise, which you can just follow on footcoaching.com. I guess that's it for today. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow with a new promo upcoming, which we'll know more about tomorrow. Hopefully the patch hits, because I'm dying to try that one out. And Andrew, thanks again for joining. Hopefully, maybe shortly again. But for now, yeah. Okay. Wish you all a good night and see you tomorrow. And I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F U T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T